Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are at the BB&T Center. Panthers hockey tonight. You know what movie this is from?
Lost Boys. I just see a blonde-haired guy with, you know.
You know what movie this is from, Falero?
Flashdance?
Yeah.
Really?
You ever seen it?
Nope.
You ever seen Flashdance?
No.
Really?
Nah.
Great movie.
It's fun. We talked about this before. When there was those white dance movies growing up in inner city Atlanta, they don't get a lot of traction.
Footloose?
Like, that doesn't relate with us.
Dirty Dancing?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm. I've never seen any of them.
Wow.
I had to go see the lady bent on the chair with the water pouring on her.
This is Flashdance.
I had to go watch that scene isolated because they use it so much in, like, you know.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
that's a pop culture scene.
I went and watched the scene, but I still wouldn't watch the whole movie. All I wanted to see was the lady with the water pouring on her.
That's funny. Yeah, that's this movie. All right, we're at the BB&T Center, Panthers hockey tonight. Moeller will stop by in about 20 minutes or so. So we have some great prizes to give away, and how do you want to do this, Valero? We let the caller choose which one they're playing for?
Yeah, let's do that.
Just agrees with you.
I'm thinking that maybe I should go the other way. Take another route. Yeah. You shut up, Shoe.
Okay.
If you thought Zion Williamson blowing out a shoe yesterday sucked the life out of Cameron Indoor Stadium, wait till Valero talks. He is a living, breathing, blown out shoe.
I was just answering the question.
Walking IR.
All right. What do we have here? We have a $50 gift certificate for Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. You know how much I love that place, and the TVs are all around the sports bar there. It's a great place. You got the college tournament starting next month. You're going to want to watch it there. And can't say enough good things about Dave & Buster's and the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. So we have $50 there. Then we also have this pizza party at Blaze Pizza, which you rave about every day. I love Blaze Pizza as well. That's my kid's favorite pizza place. Blaze Pizza, we've got a pizza party, which includes 6 free pizzas where customers can build their own pizzas from up to 40 artisanal ingredients at any of their South Florida locations. You can visit blazepizza.com or download the Blaze Pizza app today.
6 pizzas? Oh, boy, that's a deal. Can I play?
And they've got those garlic knots there, too, don't they?
Garlic knots there. They have a s'more pizza. Can I play?
So the Heat start their second half of the season tonight in Philadelphia. And someone texts in, this game sounds McAwful. Well, how dare you, sir? Rodney McGruder, a member of the Miami Heat. I have created a radio game show called McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger. So we're going to the calls here. How should we do this? They got to get what? 3 out of 5, right, Laro?
No, 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
3 out of 5. Got to get 3 out of 5 right. And if you do, you get to choose your prize. We'll start on line 1. Raul. Raul, are you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here, guys.
All right, you understand how the game is played? I'm going to give you a fact about McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger. And you have to tell me whether it's true or false.
All right.
Okay. Because it's not where you have to choose which one it is, because that would be ridiculous. If I said it's a boneless rib sandwich, you're not going to choose Rodney McGruder. So I'm going to.
This game this year?
Great line.
Goodness.
All right. So, Raul, if you win, would you like $50 at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza, or would you like a pizza party, 6 pizzas at Blaze Pizza?
I think I'll do the Dave & Buster's.
All right, you are playing then for a $50 gift certificate at Dave & Buster's, the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95. We love that place. All right, I will start out with Rodney McGruder. Are you ready? You got to get 3 out of 5.
All right.
All right, Raul. Rodney McGruder spent time playing professional basketball in the Hungarian Basketball League. Is that true or false?
I say false.
Something wrong?
Something wrong, yeah.
Sorry. Something wrong. That is true. He played a season in Hungary. So now you've got one wrong. I'll move on to the McRib. You've got one wrong on McGruder. It's time for McRib. You see how this is going?
I got you.
How is it going?
Not very well right
okay,
now.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll straighten it out. The McRib was originally called Ribby McNuggets. The McRib was originally called Ribby McNuggets. True or false, Raul?
False.
That is correct.
You are correct. Although I think it's a catchy name, right?
Ribby?
You wouldn't stop by McDonald's to get some Ribby McNuggets?
No, hell no.
I thought I was onto something there. All right, so you've had a McGruder, you've had a McRib. It's time for Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger is older than McRib and McGruder combined. True or false, is Mick Jagger older than the McRib and Rodney McGruder combined?
He's pretty old, so I'll say true.
That is correct.
Mick Jagger is 75 years old, and Rodney McGruder is 27, and the McRib was introduced in 1981. So that makes that 38 years old. And so McRib and McGruder are 55 combined, and you have 2 right, Raul. If you get this one right, you get $50 at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. How excited are you?
I'm very excited. Let's do it.
Okay. For this question, I'll let you choose. Would you like one about McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger?
Let's go with the McRibby.
Okay, the Ribby McNuggets. Here we go. The question is about the McDonald's McRib. The McRib is primarily composed of pork shoulder. Is that true or false?
False.
Something wrong, yeah.
I'm sorry, you got it wrong. It is primarily composed of pork shoulder.
I don't know about that one.
All right, so now you've got 2 right and 2 wrong. It all comes down to this one. Raul, are you ready? Can you perform under pressure?
I think I got it. Let's do it.
Crowder, I will allow you to choose. Does he get his final question? This is a win-or-go-home question. Is it McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah. Okay, if you get it right, you get the $50 at Dave & Buster's, Raul. You ready?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger has a 4% ownership stake in the Miami Dolphins. Is that true or false?
False.
That is correct.
Correct! Yeah, they have some celebrity owners. Mick Jagger, not one of them. You've got $50 at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. What is your favorite sports radio station on the AM dial between 570 and 550 amplitude modulation?
I'll go with 560 on that one.
All right, very good. Hey, you got another one right. Raul's killing it at the end. All right. How'd that go, Falero? McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger?
It went McGreat, yeah.
All right, thank you. Should we play another round for the Blaze Pizza? It's fascinating
man,
stuff, isn't it?
I like it.
It's fascinating. I mean, if you're not enjoying this...
McGruder.
A lot of people saying that my math is off.
It was 65.
Was it? It's still younger.
Yeah. I saw I got the 65 written down, but I was like, I'll let him ride because he was correct. Yeah.
All right.
We've talked about you never carry ones.
It's just not my strong suit.
It's just you leave that one, you don't never put it on top.
Not my strong suit. Matt is online too. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
All right. Have you been listening? Do you understand how this complicated game is played?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, so we've got the...
Good, because I don't.
We've got the pizza party at Blaze Pizza. This is up for grabs for you. It includes six free pizzas. Customers can build their own pizzas from up to 40 artisanal ingredients at any of their South Florida locations. You can visit blazepizza.com or download the Blaze Pizza app today. Are you ready to play McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger, Matt?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll start with McGruder. Rodney McGruder's siblings are named Ricardo, Ronaldo, and Rashawn.
I'll go with a false.
Something wrong? Something wrong, yeah.
I'm sorry, that is true. Rodney McGruder has two brothers named Ricardo and Ronaldo and a sister named Rashawn. You are 0 for 1 right now, Matt. We will move on to the McRib. Next year, McDonald's will begin serving the McRib on their breakfast menu. Is that true or false, Matt?
I want to say true.
Something wrong? Something wrong.
Matt, who the hell is going to order a McRib at breakfast? I was trying to get, I would too. You know what? Now that you say it, I would too. You're 0 for 2. You got to get this right if you have any chance of continuing, Matt.
Okay.
All right. You familiar with this Mick Jagger guy?
Oh, yes.
All right. Before the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger was part of the Eagles. Is that true or false?
I'll go with a false.
That is correct.
All right, you saved yourself on that one. All right, he was not part of the Eagles. All right, now you got one right. You got to get the next two right in order to win the Blaze Pizza Party. Do you want your next factoid to be coming from the world of McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger?
I'll go with Mick Jagger.
Okay, Mick Jagger, that's his wheelhouse. Mick Jagger's real name is Michael. True or false?
False.
Something wrong.
It is true.
I thought you said that was his wheelhouse.
Yeah, well, I don't think any Stones fans, I don't think would know Mick Jagger's name is Mike. Michael.
And I am.
Why'd I call him Mike? I am Mike Jagger.
Nickname.
That's what I did. I don't know why I did that. Do we have time for another round of this legendary?
It's up to you because you're not going to listen to me, so.
All right. Somebody texts in, this is McDiculous. All right. Quickly, we'll play another round. Anthony, are you on the line?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. You understand how to play the game?
Yeah, I got it.
You don't need me to explain it any further?
No, we're good.
All right. You're playing for the Blaze Pizza Party, six pizzas. I'll start with McGruder. Rodney McGruder is the only Rodney playing in the NBA right now. Is that true or false?
False.
That is correct.
That is. Do you know who the other Rodney is?
Rodney Hood.
Rodney Hood, you are correct.
Has to be more, doesn't
it? Look at that. No, I think those are the only two Rodneys.
Really?
Rodney's not a common name.
No, a bunch of Rodneys.
Yep, not in the NBA.
That's true. That's the point.
McRib, here we go. Who am I talking to here? Anthony. All right, McRib, you got one right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. One year, McDonald's released the McRib Jr., which was served on a traditional hamburger bun. True or false?
False.
Something wrong. Sorry,
that is true. It was a massive failure, and now you're 1-1.
A baby McRib.
You know anything about Mick Jagger?
I know who he is.
All right, that's a start. The song Moves Like Jagger from, who's that?
Maroon 5.
Yeah, Maroon 5. The song Moves Like Jagger is about Mick Jagger. True or false?
True.
That is correct.
That is true. That is true. Very good. So now you've got two right, one wrong. If you get the next one right, you win the pizza party at Blaze Pizza. Crowder, it's up to you. McGruder, McRib, or Mick Jagger?
Got to go with the McRib. I like these facts.
Okay, McRib. The McRib comes with a pickle on it. True or false?
False.
Something wrong.
And every McRib lover knows that there's a misplaced pickle on it.
For no reason.
Don't know why there's a pickle on it. So now you've got two right and two wrong, Anthony. If you get this question right, you get a Blaze pizza party, six pizzas, blaze.com. And if you get it wrong, you get nothing. Do you want your question to come from McGruder, McRib, or McJagger?
Let's go with McGruder.
All right. Rodney McGruder had a small role in the movie Finding Nemo. Is that true or false?
False.
That is correct.
Well done, Anthony. Well done, Anthony. Congratulations. You got yourself a pizza party at Blaze Pizza. Thank you for our game. What is your favorite Mick radio station?
560 QAM.
I'll ask it again. What's your favorite Mick radio station?
560.
No. I don't think you're hearing me. Favorite Mick radio station?
Mick 560.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. You got the Blaze pizza party. Randy Moeller has ambled up to our broadcast center here at the BB&T Center. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Randy Moeller.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Back at the BB&T Center, Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers and Hurricanes, 7 o'clock puck drop. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. You can watch it on Fox Sports Florida. Randy Moeller will be the analyst. Randy Moeller will be the analyst, and he will be behind her, so between the benches. And
we need cameras all over, and yeah.
Speaking of cameras, did you see what's going on with Crowder and his failed jump? Because a lot of things that happened in the last couple of days, people have been saying we need cameras in the studio.
All I saw was that was you jumping in that dirty water?
No, I was jumping over. the plan, it wasn't to hit the water.
Were you running away from the cops, or what were you doing?
It was the kids, my nieces and nephews and kids got me amped up to think, Uncle Channing, that's too far to jump. I'm an athlete. You know what I'm saying, Red Deer? I'm an athlete. You, I can make it.
He was an athlete.
You missed it by 5 feet.
Okay, now he believes he – that's funny that you say that. He believes he missed it by 10 to 12 inches.
Yeah, right there, 2 feet max.
Here it is. I'm showing Moeller on the phone. He's jumping from the pier to a landmass, and it's about 17 feet. They measured it. Now watch how no speed happens here from the moment he starts. There's literally no speed.
How are you
and
ever a
then,
football player?
Look at this. No.
5 feet.
No.
5 feet.
And I don't know if you know, so that night on CBS4, Mike Cunha worked it into the CBS4 news where they made fun of him. In fact, Falero, do you have the sound of that? Because they come back here, you'll see, and he's with Elliot Rodriguez and Rutabay Shabazi on Channel 4.
Rutabay.
And they're laughing about what they've just seen from Channing Crowder, professional athlete. They're mocking him.
The only thing was missing were a couple of alligators.
I bet they were in there. Here's the sound. Here's the sound from CBS4.
Now, if you thought that hurt, here's former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder saying, "Hold my drink." He's trying to jump from dock to shore, and he's got the lift off of an old tugboat. In slow motion, you can see the moment he makes the official transition from pro athlete to professional radio host. Come on, Channing. Oh.
From the guy
what
who
was he thinking?
He once picked off Tom Brady to this. Not a good look, my
he's
man.
He's got to work on it.
Yeah, he definitely does.
He is a pretty good radio host. I love that
Rutabay comes in like a sniper. She like Elliot Rodriguez is like, oh, he's funny on the radio, though. Rutabay just goes, he's got to work on that.
I hate Nas Rutabay. I had to have a conversation when I see her.
I think we've had the conversation. Moeller, he played NHL hockey for a long time. We've had the conversation.
I never jumped in a lake.
Well, but you had a moment. See, he's 35 years old. He still thinks he can do what he used to be able to do. When did you stop playing professional hockey? How old were you?
31, 32.
And then at what age were you when you started to realize
32.
But no, Randy, throughout your life, your size, your athleticism, your strength, like you could do stuff that other people, like you were, I know you could excel at basketball if you played just because you were an athlete. that I think it's dead inside of me. I don't think I can compete anymore on a physical level.
You couldn't compete 10 years ago. Who are you trying to kid?
You just lose.
You know what, though?
Overnight?
On the ice, though, I mean, you faced off, I'm talking about fight-wise, against some of the biggest, baddest fighters in the NHL. Did you think when you got out of hockey, I'm being 100% serious, you were at a bar, you're out carousing, whatever it is, anybody want to square up on me because I know how to do this, and then you get a lesson taught to you real quick?
No, that never happened. But the reality hit me a year after I retired, and I had so many injuries in that. But my kids, they had this mini marathon fundraiser at school. So I'm thinking, Mr. Athlete or whatever, I'll put on my shoes or whatever, and I'll do the 5K or whatever like that, and I'll just circle around everybody because, you know, I'm a pro athlete or whatever. I pulled every muscle in my body was sore, it be from behind my neck to my toes. I couldn't, and I came in, and I thought I was going to die. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack in that. And from that point on, that was it for my athletic career.
It happened with Crowder because he was coaching high school football for the first time last season. And he comes in one day, and I'm not kidding you, limping.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sits down and and I go, what happened? And he's like, the kids were getting on me like I couldn't compete, so I had to show them. But he learned a lesson.
You showed him all right.
I did. I had to grab one of them, and then I said, whoa, well, damn, what are you doing?
Well, and, you know, today's athletes now are they're trained, cross-trained of all different types and everything, and how they train. I mean, the old days with us, when you're going for a run and do a couple of push-ups and a couple of sit-ups or whatever, and then into the hot tub. That was it. That was your workout, right? Nowadays, I mean, these guys, in every sport, and especially hockey, how they're – and every athlete now, and that they've got their own personal trainer, and their coaches, and they do skill coaching and that kind of stuff. It's pretty incredible.
What about the fighting stuff? Because I do it now. Hawk gives me a hard time. Like, I size people up when I walk in a restaurant, when I walk into a store, a Walgreens. I look around and, okay, I can take everybody in here. I'm safe. You do that?
You got some sensitivity issues. You're going into a bar restaurant
so
looking
demented.
For a fight.
Not looking for a fight. I'm just making sure if a fight breaks out, I will come out of that bar on top. Like, well, if I look over and see a guy 6'6", 350 straight muscle, out of my mind, I think, let me sit with my vision on him so I know where he's at in case a fight breaks out.
So something like that happens, I'm looking for the nearest exit.
Right. That's what I do. I size up the exits. I go, oh, this one, it's about 4 feet away. This one, and we learned from that video, anything 17 feet away is out of Crowder's reach. So I'm always safe on Crowder. As long as I keep a 17-foot radius, I know he can't get to me.
And then nowadays, too, if you're in an establishment and a bouncer comes over or whatever and says, well, I guess it's time to leave, you shake his hand, thank you, sir. And out the door you go.
You don't protest anymore?
No.
Back in my younger days, I was at a strip club with a group of people, and Shannon Briggs, the professional heavyweight boxer, was in there.
And he was the champ back then.
That's when he was on top of his game, and I didn't know at the time, but one of the girls with us was next of his, and they had a bad breakup, and I kept seeing Shannon Briggs staring at me, and he looked over one time, and he was bouncing his breast up and down. He was intimidating me, but I looked over and I turned my chair to him and I gave a bottle of Grey Goose to my buddy, an empty bottle. I said, hold the Grey Goose. If that big light-skinned dude heads around here, you hit him with the Grey Goose bottle. I'm going to catch him one time and we're going to run. You don't ever have a plan in case something pops off?
You and Goldie, when you're out at Applebee's, you have a plan in case something pops off?
Yeah, it's a cell phone 911.
Oh, can't do that.
Guy used to spend his life fighting. He spent his life.
No, Randy still got a couple more in him.
Randy
Moeller. Know what? And speaking of that, and we were taught when we were professional athletes, the same thing they do now or what. If something like that happens, the only thing that happens is it costs you money.
Yeah.
That's right. You have to walk away.
All it does is just cost you
money. What about when you're in the penalty box and people are just saying the worst things over the glass to you?
That's part of the game.
It never got to you.
Nah, not really. As long as they didn't, you know, reach over and punch you or whatever like that.
You never turned around, never responded?
Nah, not. I'd maybe hit the glass or whatever and they'd spill their beer and then I'd win. Yeah.
Randy Moeller is with us. Watch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida. I asked this of Plagans when he was with us. Where does that Sasha Barkov goal, not the most recent, because he had a great goal, what was it, Tuesday. Yeah. I'm talking about the one, what was it, Saturday, I think? Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
The one between the legs. Where does that rank on goals you've seen in the NHL?
Yeah, that's in the top two or three, I think. Alex Ovechkin had a really pretty goal a number of years ago where he was on his back and he just swung around and that. Patrick Kane's had a couple of them. But I tell you what, yeah, that was one of the best. The thing is, the secret is what everybody was kind of surprised that the move that he did with between the legs and scored the goal. He does that in practice, so we've seen it before.
But Crowder's asked a question, which is such a valid question, like what would make him think I should try this in a game?
Just confidence and the ability that you can do it. I mean, I'd be scared to death to fall flat in my face, and all I'm worried about is just getting the shot off. But he's a special talent, and he shows it, and we see it in practice, and we see it in morning skates, and we see there's certain things that he does during the game, and if you watch him in that on the defensive side, when he doesn't have the puck or whatever, and how he's always on the right side of the opposing player, and then he waits, and he lifts the stick and just takes the puck away and goes back the other way. He does it all the time, and we hardly even notice it anymore because he does it so often. He leads the league in takeaways, so I mean that just shows right now how at the top of his game is and how a well-rounded game is, and he's so underrated defensively. But it's nice for him to get the recognition of that goal. It really
went
is
viral.
Yeah, it went viral, and nice for the Panthers and the NHL and hockey in general to get that. I remember, basketball when they first had the dunk competition or whatever. Remember the guy that played in Atlanta, Wilkes? Dominique Wilkes and Spud Webb and all that. I really thought that was the moves that they make and that is really good for the sport and that. And the same thing with Barkov with his move.
Well, through this conversation, we know I need some emotional maturity. But would somebody get upset with Barkov? Like, if you're playing him, an opposing team, and he does that during the game, do you?
Oh yeah, we got to take showing them up, almost like a home run shot.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. No. I mean, that's a move that he made, and good on him. And that I don't think that the opposition think that you're rubbing their nose in it or an embarrassment.
What about Boogeyman, Coach Boogner, Boogeyman? Would Boogeyman maybe get angry if he misses the goal? Would Boogeyman maybe get angry?
I don't think so. But he's missed a couple of those before. And that he's tried it a couple of times and it hasn't worked. So in the game and whatever, he says he's tried it 17 times. I've only seen him try it a couple times in a game, but he does it during practice when they practice their breakaways and stuff like that. He does it. So
I just wanted to say Boogeyman 17 times because if you remember, we once had Vinny Trocheck on and Crowder. I think it's weird when guys who don't know someone and it's not, you know, he's not exactly MJ, you know, the Boogeyman. And Crowder was trying to impress Vinny Trocheck by calling him Boogeyman over and over. And then I called Crowder out on it while Vinny Trocheck was on the phone. Then we forgot Vinny Trocheck was on the phone. We started arguing. Vinny Trocheck was trying to get a couple words in edgewise, and this is what it sounded like.
Hey, yo, East.
Light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Boogner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call
Vinny
him Boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman. They're ridiculous, honestly, man. Boogeyman.
So you made a song out of it.
Yeah, Boogeyman.
And you wonder why guests don't want to come on your show.
And I was trying to be cool with Vinny Trocheck because I saw him on Las Olas one time. And I walked up like we were friends because we interviewed him. He didn't know who the hell I was. Like, Vinny, what up, baby? Hello, sir. He gave me the long arm and shook my hand. It was weird.
BB&T Center tonight. It's the Hurricanes and the Panthers. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. If you're coming out, we always remind you, right underneath where we're doing our broadcast is Pantherland. And then right across from Pantherland is the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room. Oh. And that place and Crowder, I mean, will rave about Funky Buddha from now till New Year's.
Yes. It's,
that is his
gloves
great,
off tonight.
Gloves off.
Great partnership.
Yeah.
We're very
that
excited
place,
here.
I'm not kidding you.
It's packed every game.
Packed in between periods.
Yeah,
Funky Buddha Tap Room is like the
You
the
go
place
ahead
to
and
be.
Do your spot. I got to get back to work.
Look at you, man. He's big timing us.
Absolutely.
I
don't have all the time for your tomfoolery.
I mean, what could you possibly be doing? The puck drops at 7. It's 4:38. What do you possibly have to do?
I have meetings lined up. One, two, three. Well, maybe one. No, I don't have any meetings.
What will you do from now until what time do you guys go on Fox Sports Florida? 6:30?
Yeah, 6:30.
So what do you do?
Well,
we
go down and we test audio with our headsets and that, and then we review some video, and we do something that you guys don't do. We prep. We prep for our shows.
I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't hear the Boogeyman song that we had highly produced.
Thanks,
there.
Guys.
You're big timing me again. You're just walking away. What if you were? What if you were doing one of your in period interviews and Sasha Barkov just getting? Thanks, Randy. I'll see you.
He does it every game.
That's not true. The host ends the interview. The interviewee doesn't end the interview.
All right, then ask me a question.
Nah, we're done here. Randy Moeller. Watch him on Fox Sports Florida tonight. Panthers and Hurricanes. You can listen to it on this radio station as well. We'll see you, Moeller. We'll be back here from the BB&T Center after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. Back live at the BB&T Center. I don't know how it's possible to have better shows than we had Tuesday and Wednesday, but I think through 2 hours and 46 minutes today, we have done so. So that is accolades for Falero, I guess. Accolades for Falero for putting together a tremendous program so far.
Is it?
No.
No.
Do you have the celebratory Kelsey Grammer music?
I see
it's his birthday today. You know, Kelsey Grammer is celebrating a birthday today. That's your favorite TV theme song of all time.
It's Scrambled Egg.
Yeah, that's right.
I like it.
It's the Scrambled Egg song. Let's see if we can get that one, Falero.
Baby, I don't know what to do with it.
But that's how I sing every song.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling for salads and scrambled eggs.
Mercy. Oh, that's not right now.
And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Who'd you just make sound like?
But I got you pegged.
You just didn't. You know what? That's your impersonation of Shannon Sharp. You just made Shannon Sharp singing the Scrambled Eggs Kelsey Grammer song.
What you gonna do with the scrambled eggs? That guy's my mom.
Happy birthday, Kelsey Grammer, 64 years old. Jordan Peele is 40 today. When does that movie come out, Falero?
Late March. Late March it comes out.
That movie, I can't wait to see that. What's that called? Us?
Us, yes. Yeah. We should see it together.
I would see it together. I'd be happy to see it.
Crowder doesn't want to see it with me, though. He hates me.
No,
I'm not going to
no
movie with y'all.
Why not?
Man, that's weird.
To go see a movie with your friends?
Big-ass group of men pile up in the movie theater together? Hell no.
What's
hell
weird, it's no. weird, because I just call it going to a movie. You described it as a big-ass group of men piling up in the theater. See, the way that you presented the same thing, and as Whittingham is pointing out, there's three guys. It's me, you, and Falero.
A big-ass group of men
piling up in a theater. The way that you tried to present going to a movie with friends just seemed to be a little off from the way I was presenting.
I know I'm not by myself on this one.
To go to movies with friends?
With a homeboy?
Yeah.
How does that conversation go? Hey, Hawk, call Lero. Movie starts at 8:15. Meet you guys there. Share the popcorn. I don't even know
how
that conversation
goes. Who talked about sharing popcorn? I love going to see a movie with friends.
With male friends.
Yeah, I don't have a problem going to see a movie with male friends.
Man, this is I might be cultural.
You've got to be kidding me.
I would rather go to a movie by myself than go sit up in there with a big-ass pile of boys.
With T, your friend T.
Me and T are best friends. Me, T, and Jay. They're the best men at my wedding. They're twins. We were tight. We were roommates in college. We're tight. Down like a Cadillac with four flats. We've never watched a movie together if it wasn't a double date.
That's the weirdest thing that I've heard. Now, text it in. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
Yes.
Maybe I'm wrong. Text it in, 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You won't go see, like, when did that start? I don't even.
When what start? Never for me.
Going
never
to
for me.
I remember from In Living Color. Sneaking into the movies. It was
the movie critic?
No, sneaking into the movies. No, it wasn't In Living Color. It was Hollywood Shuffle. You remember the scene in Hollywood Shuffle with Robert Townsend? Do you remember sneaking into the movies?
Yes, and that's why it was so funny, because it was so unrealistic.
Man, I'm going to disagree.
Hello? What up, bro? Man, you seen that new Aquaman? Let's check it out Friday night. Sounds good, bro. I ain't got nothing to do. Meet you at 8:15. Share Muncha Crunch. Wants a slushy? popcorn. It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous, and no one's calling anybody on the phone anymore.
And bring. It's not Muncha Crunch
what?
Either.
Bring. Muncha Crunch with a boy?
You hear that a lot nowadays? Bring. Bring.
I give people I don't want to give my number to my house number.
It is funny, man. Here's the first text that comes in. Crowder's tripping, followed by Crowder is right, followed by Hawk, you're wrong.
Oh, Donovan Campbell just texted me.
Followed by Crowder is out of his mind on this one. It's friendship. You're not making out.
Friendship. Yeah. The setup in a dark room next to a man.
But why are you describing seeing a movie that way?
Because that's what you're doing. Do y'all stand up? Do y'all hang out? Do y'all talk? Do y'all interact?
No. I think I've described it. You're seeing a movie.
You sit quiet, leg to leg, knees touching with another man next to you.
Again, you're describing it in a very weird way other than seeing a movie.
I don't see it. Okay. Like, I don't, it, that's crazy to me.
What's the and difference of that and going to like a sporting event?
Great point. Great point, Laro.
In a well-lit arena with thousands of people around you that are cheering for a team, setting up in a dark-ass room next to a man, I'm not with it, baby. I'm not with it.
You are straight. Now, Goldie, who's going to join us at 5 o'clock, he went with his friends the other week to Jingle Ball.
Now, Goldie's not on my side because I'm not jingle balling with y'all
either. It was funny. Goldie, he texted me this morning. He goes, hey, I went to see Fleetwood Mac last night, so my latest concert is not Jingle Ball. I've moved on from that. So anyway, Goldie is going to join us in the next segment. The texts that are coming in, very disparate. Somebody says, not weird at all. Crowder is low-key traumatized by something. Yes.
What?
Yes. And I'm not going to share it on the air, but you are absolutely low-key traumatized by something. Falero, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Low-key traumatized.
What's a new movie? Us. We just talked about it.
Yeah.
Us.
You don't want to go see that with me.
I want to see that. I want to see it.
I'll tell you why I want to see it with you and Falero. My wife has already told me she won't see it.
So go see it by yourself.
I don't want to see it by myself. I want to see it with friends.
Take your son.
He doesn't want to see it either.
Well, go by yourself.
I want to see it with you.
No, man, like Us. Like, oh, man, Us coming out. When's it come out, Lero? End of March. Okay, March 27th. Got to line up a bunch of buddies to go
with. I cannot tell you how split this is on the text machine.
It really
Hawk
is,
Crowder
man.
Is off his rocker on this one, followed by 100 Crowder, followed by Crowder is insane. Don't listen to this craziness. Usually I agree with Channing, but going to the movies with boys isn't bad. If it's three or more friends going, depends on the movie. If it's a romantic comedy, hell no. If it's Avengers, not bad at all.
Avengers. Bro, what up, baby? Let's go check out this movie Friday night, 7:30.
Again.
Got you, big dog. Appreciate it, man.
You're doing bring.
Share popcorn.
Bring. Who's talking about sharing popcorn? Although I'd be happy to share popcorn with you guys.
Extra butter, big dog. No, and put it on the two levels, too. Get some
popcorn. Steve Goldstein is the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. He's going to sit down with us here at the BB&T Center next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.